Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Hello Tomorrow podcast, where we discuss how the world of work is intersecting with current events. I'm your host, Josh Allen Dykstra. I'll do my best to make sense of what's happening and give you a little optimistic rebellion in 15 minutes or less. This week, I wanted to talk about the overall idea of this show itself, this idea of where work intersects current events. So I think the topic of intersections is extremely important right now. So I did my best to find the perfect week's headline to illustrate what I mean, but I couldn't. There are literally too many examples. Every headline I read feels like some kind of intersection, usually one that's on fire. Profit colliding with policy, governance colliding with business, labor colliding with tech, policy colliding with health, politicians colliding with humanitarians. Here are just a few that have come into my awareness this week about the intersection of work and politics. SEC chair fast-tracks Trump push to end quarterly earnings reports. Nothing to see there. AI and deals fizz drowns out politics. Okay. U.S. preparing to relax big bank capital rules. Well, we've not done that before. But this one, for-profit presidency. New Yorker mag reveals Trump family's frenzy to cash in on the White House. Admittedly, that report is from August, but this headline just found its way to my feed this week. This one reveals that Trump and family have made $3.4 billion from his time in the White House. We'll come back to that number. What I want to point out is that these really aren't separate stories. They're all threads in the same unraveling cloth. The entire news cycle is my headline. Everything is intersecting with everything else. Now let's start by talking about how the idea of intersection is itself exploding right now. Oh, Donald Trump. How I wish I didn't have to talk about him. He frankly does not need more attention. But today, it's unavoidable because he's government and capitalism and entertainment rolled into one blaring human headline, incessantly playing on a Chiron near you. He's president and businessman and celebrity and influencer and brand, a walking, breathing intersection explosion. Now, it seems his supporters might love this about him. His detractors might look at it and see democracy dying. My point is Donald Trump is the embodiment of intersecting things we're told we should never intersect. When I was a kid, it was widely understood that we don't talk about politics or religion. You might still share this sentiment, but good luck maintaining that position if you want to be a human that's any kind of aware of what's happening in the world. Because right now, every other headline seems to be about politics or religion or some seriously wacky fusion of the two. And then people tell speakers like me to stay out of politics. But what happens when politics invades my topic, which is work? That's the world we're living in. One giant intersection of where every lane is merging, honking, and pretending it still has a right of way. In this regard, Trump actually isn't terribly unique. He's just the loudest example of what's now true everywhere. Everything is at intersections these days. Everything crosses over everything else. There are no more clear boundaries for anything. Now, this is true for work too, right? Very few employees get to leave work at their office anymore. Our work is everywhere and in everything. It's scattered across the devices that travel with us constantly or are literally attached to our bodies. Our systems were created for separation. They were built for and in a world where you could draw neat lines between work and home, public and private, church and state. Those lines gave us the fantasy of control. Now, they're collapsing under the weight of what the world is transforming into. Now, we used to believe boundaries kept us safe. Now, I'm afraid the illusion that they still exist is keeping us in denial about what's happening. Here's just a few examples of the blurred boundaries I see all around us. So, religion, politics, and work, right? The Pope calls U.S. immigration policy inhuman. Or, being a values-based company sounds noble until you realize it means somebody's values get to rule everybody else's. All right, next example, personal plus professional. Devices are everywhere and always on. Or bring your whole self to work. Sounds liberating, until your organization tries to exploit your whole self in the name of productivity. All right, how about physical plus digital? Remote work and mobile devices blurring the last wall between home and office, or your online reputation now being able to endanger your physical safety. All right, last one, AI plus everything. Private tech running public infrastructure, or automation deciding who gets help or who gets fired or who gets left behind. Every boundary that used to protect us has seemed to have melted into a single messy feedback loop. We're living in the mashup era, but our systems still seem to be playing sheet music written in the 1950s. It's no wonder why we're all so freaking exhausted. Now, you're wondering how we got here? Now, put simply, power has always benefited from division. If you can separate people, you can manage them. Divide worker from citizen, church from state, home from office. You can pretend one world's decisions don't wreck another's. That's how we get CEOs who pollute on Friday and donate to climate nonprofits on Saturday. It's how we get politicians who preach family values while cutting family benefits. It's how we get a million federal workers told to work without pay while the president is making billions of dollars. It's how we get a society where mind your own business becomes code for don't you dare question my business. Now, whatever walls we had are gone, and the hypocrisy is freaking loud. We can finally see the feedback loops, and once you see them, you can't unsee them. So, let's do a little optimistic rebellion. If intersections are inevitable, then the rebellion is to design for them, not pretending they're not there. What we need to build is regenerative systems that see the natural world, our social spheres, our civic entities, and our workdays as one ecosystem. We need transparent governance that forces politicians to disclose and disconnect profit from policy. We need energy intelligent leadership that helps humans operate across these blurred boundaries without burning out. We need public-private alignment that channels the same ingenuity that builds AI into rebuilding trust, safety, healthcare, and the commons. Pretending the walls still exist won't protect us anymore. It will only protect the people profiting from the illusion. Here's the moral of this whole mess. Trump's for-profit presidency isn't a glitch. It's a mirror. It shows exactly how the system behaves when no one's watching, or more accurately, when the people who benefit from the system just don't think you care enough anymore to stop them. If a president can make billions while citizens go unpaid, it's not corruption as much as it is the code just running as written. The nefarious truth wasn't that work and politics don't mix. They've always been mixed. The reality you weren't supposed to see was that you shouldn't mix them, that you should stay quiet so others can monetize all the things that emerged. Everything's already connected. The only question is whether we're going to connect these things with integrity or exploitation. We can keep pretending boundaries exist, or we as a species can grow up and govern the intersections. We built the industrial age on separation. Factory here, family there. Faith on Sundays, work on Mondays. Then we wired the digital age for connection. Everything networked, everything always on. Now we're discovering that connection without integrity isn't the future we want. So the work of the next century is to bring wisdom to these intersections, to build systems that can handle complexity, to make profit and policy mutually accountable, to teach leaders how to act with courage and future focus, because the lines are gone and they're not coming back. Our task isn't to redraw false lines. It's to learn how to live beautifully in the space among them. We can't separate work, politics, and profit anymore. And maybe we never should have tried. The future was always an intersection. We're just finally realizing we're standing in it. Thanks for listening. See you next week.